This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, consequences of disorder. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the consequences of disorder in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that Islam is against the disorder, and it orders us in order to have the discipline in our life. Therefore, one of the consequences which we can count is the waste of the investment, the waste of money, or the investment in our life. So Islam is against the waste of the investment in the personal life. Therefore, when we look at our life and we look at the Islamic teachings, it says that maybe, for example, we are organizing a party or something like that, an occasion, and there, because of our laziness, because of our not having a proper schedule or time, or maybe we never schedule for something, and we never had the discipline in our life. Due to that, if something is wasted, maybe from the food, maybe from the things that we were organizing. Now, this lack of organizing is due to my disorder. So therefore, I need to prevent this. And if I can prevent this, then obviously I can have a good party maybe, or the things that I have organized that can go smoothly. But because of my being lazy or not having a schedule, if anything happens there, obviously this is on my shoulders. The responsibility is with me. Therefore, I need to make sure that the investment is not being wasted in our daily life, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the consequences of disorder in the Islamic lifestyle, and we said that Islam gives importance to the discipline and it is against the disorder. One of the consequences is the waste of the investment. Now, when we talk about the investment in before the break, we give some example, but now we want to talk about the investment in the vast area. And when we talk about the investment, generally people think about the money only. But the money is not the investment only. My life, my time, my money, my potentials, every single thing that is in my life is known as investment. If I have the potential of doing something, if I have the skill of performing something in the perfect way, and if I'm not doing that, I am wasting this skill. If I have the time to perform something, and if I waste my time maybe in playing games, in watching movie, and just wasting my time, not doing it properly on time, and at the last minute, if I'm doing that but not doing perfectly the way it should be, then I'm wasting it. And this is not good according to the Islamic lifestyle. In the Islamic teachings, when you are having an Islamic lifestyle, you should be careful about every single aspect of your life. And we must be careful about what we are doing. Therefore, we must have a discipline in our life. We must schedule our daily routine. The time, when I need to wake up, for example, if I can schedule my timings according to the prayer time, for example, waking up early in the morning for the Fajr prayer, for the morning prayer, and then having breakfast, having some sleep maybe for 1 hour, and after that going to the school, coming back. When I come back, I need to pray again, and then I continue maybe doing my homework or anything else that I have to do. So if I can schedule my life according to the prayer time or maybe sleeping on time because I need to wake up early in the morning for the Fajr, for the morning prayer. So if I can schedule my life according to this, then obviously I can become a successful first person in my life, inshallah, according to the Islamic teachings. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.